Hi, my name is Elaine So, and I am the host of the Oracle Hotline podcast. I'm deeply fascinated and curious about the subconscious mind and the process of deconditioning. You're listening to my thoughts out loud as I offer up reflections from a 4-6 reflector in human design. My selfish desire and hope is that anytime you interact with my energy, I leave your nervous system a little calmer than it was before. I'm here to support you with direction in the areas that you feel stuck, and I want you to feel like you can move again after we've had an interaction. All right, I can't wait to share with you. Thank you for joining me. Hello, hello. Thank you for being here. I thought I would jump right in as I've been having these conversations, both in Oracle Hotline this week and then also amongst friends and like even a family member. And the two things really tie together, I feel, and correlate. And one of them being speaking about core values and how that informs, you know, everything we do in life and can really fulfill us with a sense of purpose when our experiences and our choices and decisions feel very truly aligned with our core values. And then also this idea of assumptions, like where we make them, how they affect us, and how it can sometimes, let's say negatively, I don't really like using that word, but negatively affect us when it reinforces our subconscious beliefs like that are limiting in certain areas, right? So I feel like there are some interesting ties here, and I've been having thoughts. I went on this walk this morning and I just was having this full conversation in my mind around how this interlinks and then, you know, what a potential solution is and how all the pieces kind of move together. And so the core values piece is something that I think is really important for everyone to know, right? If you're in any way, shape or form interested in subconscious beliefs, which is literally like everything, because your belief system is how you live your life, how you make your decisions, how your reality is informed, how you behave, right? And it's like 95% of your operating system. It's all subconscious. It's not from the conscious mind. So if you're unsure about that, I have previous podcasts that talks about that, or feel free to just reach out and ask me a question, although I will be speaking about that more in future. But the core values is really understanding what aligns with you, like what is so important to you that it's non-negotiable. And usually it's really great to have awareness around what your top four are, let's say, right? And if you know, I've shared an activity around this many times. If you want it, reach out to me and I'll send it to you. However, discovering your core values and really keeping them at the forefront of your awareness is so important, because when we can make decisions and choices and take action from that place around experiences or opportunities or whatever it might be, even bringing it into our friendship and relationships and how we live our actual life, core values really hold us in a really strong foundation of groundedness, because we know that the things that are most important to us, the things that are non-negotiable, like say it's integrity or say it's community or say it's luxury or say it's health, whatever it might be, you know, the list is actually endless of what these values could be. Freedom, you know, when you know what your top core values are, it will lend you the ability to be and feel quite purposeful in how you move forwards, knowing that your needs and that your the things that are so important to you are being fed, you know, those parts of you that aren't changing, that aren't really feeling negotiable. Like you're not suddenly going to wake up, you know, one day and decide that your health doesn't matter anymore, that health isn't important to you, or that freedom was important and now it's not important. You know, they're things that really feel like they are you and there's no separation. So the other piece is assumptions. So when I'm talking, I've been having these conversations with people and there was a common theme, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. So sometimes I think when we keep our thoughts to ourselves, you know, we can get lost in a story very easily, and it's not until we are voicing, you know, our concerns or anything really, our observations out loud, that we can hear ourselves and we can see what's going on. We can see the story, we gain awareness around it. Or sometimes it's helpful to have someone reflect it back, right? And say, I wonder why it is you feel that way, or I wonder if this is tied to X, Y, and Z, or I wonder if that's really true, you know? So in these conversations, I was hearing that, and it's a lot of it is born, I think, from, you know, the nature of how we're living right now, which is very much technology based and very much, you know, involved in social media and marketing and, you know, the whole machine. And so when we're exposed to snippets of other people's lives, and it can reinforce, if you don't already have a really strong, solid base of who you are, so identity, if you don't feel like you are worthy, if you don't feel you're deserving, if you don't feel settled in your life, or if you're not feeling particularly happy with how certain things are going in your life, if you're feeling in a space of lack or scarcity or easily moved into fear, if you're feeling, you know, stressed or overwhelmed, any of these things, it doesn't take much when you observe something else outside of you. Say it's on social media, like this is just the easiest example, right? When you see it, to fill in the gaps. So this is where the assumptions come in. And what I was thinking about was how, when our belief system is in a certain space, often it'll be lack, right? Like we're feeling like we're stuck in a certain area of our life or multiple areas of our life. We don't feel as fulfilled or satisfied or happy as we could be with certain areas of our life. So when that's already a feeling that we have inside of ourselves, right, then when we observe these things, it just serves our stories that we make in between to fill in the gaps, you know, of photos or stories that we see or videos that we see. We fill in the gaps because that's like just a reflex, right? That's a go-to action. That's a very normal thing to do, is you get these snippets and then you fill in the gaps to make it make sense. However, if we're in a place of lack personally, where we're not feeling super supported, or we're not feeling great about, like I just mentioned, different areas of our lives, then that we lend the color of that to the story that we create to fill in the gaps of these assumptions. So I just suddenly got flooded with so many examples. However, I'm just going to take it one by one. So this is something that we all do. I know from talking to everyone that there's so many, it's just like, it's almost like a reflex. It's just like, oh, an assumption is, you know, they have more money than me, or they must have more help than me, or they must have a more supportive husband than me, or they must be more disciplined than me, or all of these things, right? Which just means that that other person is more this, or more supported, more this, more capable, more beautiful, more, all of these things that put us in a place of lack, you know, in the positioning of ourselves within this story is in the place of lack, the place of not being good enough, the place of being less than. Okay, so I was thinking about what the change has to be for this not to be like a really easy go-to, right? Like where this is not happening naturally. So we're not just seeing things and going, oh, well, easy for her or easy for him, or of course it must be so nice to live like that, or have that space in your day, or not have kids, or have kids, or, you know, all the things that we use to make ourselves, to reinforce the belief system that we already have within us, like the beliefs, the limiting beliefs that can be reprogrammed and can be changed. That's a really important note. Like, you're not stuck there. That can be a current state. However, you can always change that. That is possible to change, completely possible. So I was thinking, yeah, what is the fix for this? And what is like a possible solution? How does this actually change? It's probably not one fix. There never is one fix. There is no magic pill for anything. And so it just came through really simply, and it was like, just do more of what you actually want to do. And so I was thinking about how so many clients that I work with, so many people that I talk to, whether it's like one area of their life or multiple areas of their life, are often doing things that they just don't want to be doing. Often it's a job or career, but often it's like relationships, like or stay or whether it be intimate relationships or friendships, just staying when they're not getting their needs met, or there's a whole different host of reasons for that, but they're not necessarily feeling valued or respected or met or seen, understood, all of those things in these relationships, right? So I feel like when we do that, that's when we create and reinforce these beliefs, because we're feeling like we're not getting to do the stuff that we actually really want to do, whether it's passion projects, whether it's hanging out with friends more that we actually want to spend time with, whether it's going on adventures or just like so many different things. It's like taking the time just for yourself to, having half an hour to yourself a day, going to the gym, exercising, being outdoors, painting, drawing, creating, cooking, going slower, doing, growing your own vegetables. Like, so many things are outsourced these days, and I feel like because of convenience, because our lives feel quite full, we often just feel like it's just not even an option. It's not even a thought sometimes. That's what I find when I question friends or I reflect to clients. It's hasn't even been a consideration that maybe I can actually do more of what I want to do. And so from that space of doing more of what you want to do, whether it's just a small amount, whether it's 5 minutes a day, if you don't feel like you have, capacity for a longer span of time, let's say. So whether it's that or, making it work for you, what does it mean for you to do more of what you want to do? How would that work in your life? What would it look like? What kind of activities would it be? What kind of experiences? What kind of people would it involve, maybe? And what are the things that you've always been thinking, oh, I want to do that, or that's so interesting, or I can't wait to do this, or I should do more of this, I want to do more of this, one day, one day, one day. What are those things that you've been postponing, and how can you make it small and digestible sometimes? Like, if it feels too big right now, to start incorporating little bits of that that show you that you're really important and that your needs are important first. What are those things that maybe you could do? And some of us will struggle with this, and some of us will find it really easy, right? And if you find it's hard for you to even think about, what I would recommend is maybe asking a friend or someone that you talk to or who knows you well, like, to reflect back for you, like, what they hear you talking about or what they know that you're really interested in, that they've heard you, they've seen you do, that maybe they could suggest other things for you, or things that they've seen you postpone, or experiences within which they've seen you light up. Sometimes it's the people outside of us that are close to us that observe and really hold the most information about ourselves, because sometimes it is really challenging to see ourselves. That's why it's so important to have people, whether it's one or two or 10 people that you really trust, that you trust their opinions and that can see you clearly and will be honest with you. So when we're in that space of doing more of what we really want to do, I believe that from that place, the space that we then fill the gaps in with, right, around the assumptions, comes from a totally different place. It's no longer coming from a place of not feeling good enough or not feeling purposeful or not feeling satisfied, because we're beginning to meet our own needs. We're doing more of what we want to do. And therefore, when we see other people's experiences, it doesn't straight away reinforce where we feel lack. So, to recap that, it's like when we do more of what we want to do, we're beginning to, or we are, meeting our own needs. We're telling ourselves we're important. We're telling ourselves that we value ourselves. We're telling ourselves that we deserve this, right? Whether it's big or small, it's a change, right? And we're starting to see ourselves as worthy and place that really important value on ourselves. And from that place, then your self-worth increases and you no longer, well, I won't say no longer, that's a big assumption, but it's a big jump to make, right? Like it doesn't happen overnight, but it is a process and it does change and it does move the dial. And from that place, you then it colors everything that you see. So it means that it colors the stories that you make, the spirals that happen in your mind. They're not coming from a place of lack as much, right? It's not as, you're not going to feel the lack as much, and therefore your assumptions won't be as strong that they have a better relationship than I do. They have a, they find it so easy to exercise and take care of themselves. They find it so easy to handle like a household of three kids and work and study and do all of these things. They like find it so easy at work to get promotions. They're so great at handling money. That great things always happen to them. Like all these assumptions of like they must have come from money or whatever it might be. That makes you feel, quite frankly, shit about yourself in the moment. Like, just like, ugh, you know, that contraction and that feeling of like, I wish it was me, or I, poor me, right? Like, that feeling of like, ugh, like it's heavy. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't make you feel good. That can change. That can change. And so, the reason I mentioned core values at the beginning is that. They can, when you know what they are and you're clear on your core values, you can then use that to inform or tie it together with this idea of doing more of what you want to do. Because when it aligns with your core values, you can definitely like have a play and take yourself to a space where you're considering what these activities might be, right? Or what these passion projects might be, or what the, like I said, experiences. Everything might be. What are the actions, small, big, medium, whatever you like. What are they, and what could they be that start reinforcing your self value, the value that you place on yourself and your needs. Because waiting around for someone else to do it just doesn't work. It's not their job. It's not their responsibility. It's yours. All right. I love you. I hope that this landed or resonated with you. Feel free to reach out. Ask me any questions you like. I love having conversations about this kind of, well, I love having conversations in general, to be honest. And I hope you have a really beautiful day.